USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Technically, you can call it a heat wave. The Midwest and East Coast regions can expect to see temps remaining well above normal for this time of year. Forecasters saying Monday through Wednesday will be the warmest stretch in many parts. In some places, those temps will average about 40 degrees above normal. There could also be some dangerous severe thunderstorms as a low pressure system sweeps west to east across the country. Early Monday, out ahead of the storm front, plain states from Nebraska to West Texas are dealing with high winds and wildfire watches. Compromise legislation on foreign aid is still coming together in the U.S. House in Washington. Two of the biggest proponents, one lawmaker from each party, continue working to bring it before the full House for a vote.
We are forcing this bill to the floor to make sure that everybody acts because, as President Zelensky said, they have weeks and not months.
Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, on with CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, pitching the bill to voters. So was Democratic Congressman Jared Golden of Maine.
The votes are there to support Ukraine and our other allies, Israel, Taiwan, and I think that the votes are there on border security as well.
The House Compromise Aid Bill was a cheaper version of the $95 billion measure passed by the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate earlier this month. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has not made any announcement of his support behind it. And a widely anticipated Republican primary election victory is made official over the weekend for Donald Trump in South Carolina. The former president wrote a wave of support for the win on Saturday.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
However, Nikki Haley says she will remain in the race.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The U.S. is urging caution and prudence as Israel eyes an advance into the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan explained the nature of the location and the people inhabiting it now that the entire region's been a war zone the past several months.
We're talking about more than a million people who have been pushed into this small space in Gaza. It's also the area where all of the humanitarian assistance comes into Gaza to serve all of Gaza.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan said the White House has made it clear to Israel the U.S. will only support a major military operation in Rafah if there's a specific plan guaranteeing the civilian safety there. The governor of Georgia writing a letter to President Biden demanding information about the illegal immigrant from Venezuela who crossed into the country in 2022, the man now accused of assaulting and murdering a nursing student at the University of Georgia. Laura Winters reports.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp expressing outrage, demanding a response to questions surrounding the immigration status of the arrested suspect in the murder of Laken Riley.
Astronomers have recently revealed the discovery of new moons orbiting Neptune and Uranus. Published by the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center, the announcement includes the identification of the first new moon observed around Uranus in over 2 decades. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.